favorite SBS music station is here.
SBS Pop Euro.
Filled with Eurovision hits non-stop.
You want more?
The hits you know and the hits you'll want to know.
On DAB Radio, online,
the SBS audio app
and SBS On Demand.
You're listening to SBS News.
What are some of the factors the board will be weighing up ahead of its decision that'll be handing down tomorrow afternoon?
The board will be weighing up a lot of conflicting data and a lot of and at this point, kind of conflicting strategies. And it's going to be a difficult discussion for the board across these 2 days because, on one hand, the RBA needs to get inflation back under control. Unfortunately, the country's been grappling with inflation for too long now, being 4 long years and counting, and never really successfully, sustainably getting it back target band, dipped down a couple of times, but not in a sustainable fashion. So that will be at the forefront of the board's mind, getting this inflation job done. And the job is become a lot more difficult with the war in the Middle East and supply issues relating to fuel, but then obviously the knock-on effects of that and other supply issues that have been created on the back of the war in the Middle East. And so, you know, the inflation battle is set to get actually worse before it gets better. But part of the problem and the complicating factor in this is a supply one. It's not a demand-driven, there's demand-driven inflationary pressures that the RBA want to address, but also supply-side ones, which makes the decision a little bit more complicated. And then they'll need to weigh up what you referenced just before, which is this: if they hike the cash rate again, it would take it back to the cash rate setting we had at the start of last year. It would effectively undo the 3 cash rate cuts in 2025. We would be, back to some pretty significant pressure on borrowers, and what would the consequences be, considering that the war in the Middle East in particular and the return to rate hikes has created a significant drop in consumer confidence and in business confidence. And, you know, further rate pressure could ultimately play a hand in tipping the country into recession and, unemployment rising a lot higher than anyone would like. So they're treading a fine line here and weighing up these complicating factors. You only need to go back to the last board meeting where the decision was split. Most decisions are unanimous. Now they've started printing the voting scorecard. But last decision was split 5-4. If one person around that board table last time around had a different view, we might have ended up with a hole rather than a hike. So I can only imagine it'll be yet another split decision that comes down to the wire because of these competing factors.
And all big four banks are predicting an increase tomorrow of 0.25%. Westpac's actually predicting a couple more after that, taking the cash rate almost to 5%. What does that mean for homeowners and their monthly repayments?
Yeah, so for a typical owner-occupier with a $600,000 debt, they're looking at an increase of, I'm going to get it up for you. I had it right here, $91 a month. But, of course, we've had 2 cash rate hikes before that, so you're looking cumulative across what would then be 3 cash rate hikes in 3 meetings, February, March and then May, of an increase of $272. That's not a one-off expense. That's every single month for the foreseeable future for someone with a fairly standard $600,000 mortgage 25 years to go.
And I imagine that could be putting a damper on, I suppose, what people can afford and how much they're willing to spend and how much debt they're willing to take on. Do we see that having, I guess, a flow-on effect in how much people can borrow and maybe some uncertainty with buyers looking to enter the market?
Yeah, so I think that a further cash rate hike tomorrow would, put additional pressure on a huge a variety of cohorts. borrowers have been there before. We've been there back in the start of 2025. So hopefully they can withstand that pressure. Some might not be able to, though, because the cost of living since then has continued to rise. I know petrol's come down to more reasonable levels, but, you know, that spike in petrol was enough to rattle people's budgets because so many people's budgets are stretched thin at this point in time. So it could be that some borrowers finally just, you know, it's a straw that breaks the camel's back with another cash rate hike, even though we've been at that setting before. But for new borrowers, or so someone who took out a mortgage, say, at the start of the year, who potentially might not have even been expecting any cash rate rises. They might have been expecting cash rate cuts when they took out their mortgage. It's always, you know, important when you do take out a new loan to check if you can still afford the mortgage repayments at higher rates, even as high as 3 percentage points. And this is a really good case in points because if someone bought at the beginning of the year and was expecting cuts, not hikes, and now had been hit with two hikes, and then a staring down the barrel of a third and potentially a fourth and a fifth if Westpac's forecasts come true. You know, that's going to rattle that borrower's finances in the very early stages of their mortgage. You know, and a mortgage is up to 30 years and they're already rattled in the first 5-6 months, right? But hopefully that the bank has stress tested them at a rate of 3 percentage points or more. And hopefully they've done the numbers themselves and they can withstand that pressure. But it could see property prices slide or continue to slide, depends on what market you're in. And we are seeing, you know, a tale of not just two markets, but a number of markets, but two distinct markets being Sydney and Melbourne, where prices are sliding and continuing to slide according to Cotality's figures. And then, you know, Perth and Brisbane in particular just surging ahead despite the rate hikes. And so it will depend on exactly where you live and what impact that has on you. But for some people, you know, that extra hike will, when the RBA hikes the cash rate, the maximum amount you can borrow from a bank takes a haircut. For an average borrower earning the average income as an individual, that's a $12,000 haircut or thereabouts to their maximum home buying budget. But it's not going to impact everyone because most people don't borrow at capacity, right? But it will impact those that have that were planning to borrow at or near capacity. And that can rattle markets, particularly like Sydney, where prices are already so high that people, just in order to get into those markets, such as Sydney, need to borrow at capacity because there's no other way they can get that winning bid in. And so for them, it might push them onto the sidelines because they've been priced out, they're discounted out. Even though prices are dropping in Sydney, they're not dropping at a rapid pace. They're only, you know, crawling backwards, and that's, you know, they're not falling fast enough to catch up to the drops in borrowing capacity for many people. But also there's this, you know, yet another rate hike, and the war in the Middle East and the uncertainty that's in the air at the moment really could force people to put themselves onto the sidelines, even if they're not borrowing at capacity, even if those rate hikes haven't pushed them, you know, to the brink in terms of what they can afford to borrow, because they just want to see how the chips fall and what, you know, ends up being the lay of the land in terms of, you know, the cash rate and the war in the Middle East. And that really points to a drop in consumer confidence that we've seen over the past 2-3 months.
And a unique thing about this RBA decision is it's coming a week before the federal budget. Mm. There's been sort of a few sort of policies hinted at or flagged a lot around sort of housing tax reform, negative gearing. I imagine those could be things that buyers or consumers could also be bearing in mind. Would the RBA be considering what could be in the budget as it makes its decision?
That's a really good question. I am not 100% certain of the answer. I mean, they do, the monetary policy and fiscal policy, you know, they're separate for a reason. And so the RBA is very independent of the government. So I don't think that they'll be, you know, sitting around the board table taking a guess at what might come at, you know, in the budget. But and to be fair, that the RBA's, you know, mandate isn't house prices or, you know, intergenerational equity, which is what the government says they're aiming to target in the budget. So I can only imagine that they are actually a bit separate. About the budget coming up, I think that a lot of borrowers are looking towards the budget and seeing the stories about, you know, potential changes to negative gearing, potential changes to capital gains tax discount, and thinking that they'll just wait a little bit longer to see exactly what the RBA does on Tuesday, but also what the federal government does in the following Tuesday before, you know, making any big decisions. So I think that a lot of buyers would be putting themselves into a holding pattern for a range of reasons, but those two could be included in their reasoning.